Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Greetings, listeners of the podcast Paleo Bites. Host Matthew Donald left his microphone in the car all the way down in his apartment building's parking lot, and since he's on the third floor, he's too lazy to go down and get it before this episode is due to release. Therefore, he's using this free speech-to-text program to read this message. What a lazy bastard. Anyway, he has a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald, where you can find bonus content every month. For Paleo Bites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Jurassic World Dominion, the pretty good and allegedly final installment in the Jurassic Park / World franchise. But since it grossed almost $1 billion, you can expect the next Jurassic World movie by 2027 at the latest. Link is in the description. Thank you for your support. Now I better go get my recording equipment out of my car before it melts in this summer heat. It was very expensive. Have a good day. My apologies. Matthew Donald is having way too much fun with this thing. Just a reminder that he is a 31-year-old man with a job and a girlfriend and his own apartment. Please do not forget that. This message will self-destruct in 1 second.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast that puts the pale in Paleo Bites. We're so pale! We're part vampire, especially you.
I'm Romanian.
You're Romanian, yeah. Yeah, it puts the pale in Paleo Bites.
I literally compare my arm to, like, my very Anglo-Saxon, or whatever you describe him, husband.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he is so much more tan than I am.
Look, you're practically transparent. Look at this.
I mean, you can see my veins.
Yeah, I can see your veins. If you squint, you can see your bones.
Whoa.
Yeah, anyways, my name is Matthew Donald, and each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who is paler than me. Like, I'm inside more. That's where I get my paleness. She gets her own paleness from just being Romanian. It's Christina Eilert. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about you? Thanks for Taco Bell. I'm so much better after Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, Taco Bell. Food is good, isn't
it?
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Taco Bell.
Ding! We wish.
Okay.
Email us, Taco Bell. We'll talk.
Yeah. No, it's funny how... It's interesting how, like... Again, maybe not to get all topical and maybe, like, talking about race here. It's like, people say, like, oh, I like pale chicks, and, like, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, but then there's nothing really wrong with that racially, and I wonder why, because, like, that's almost like saying you like white chicks, but...
Yeah.
But, like, I guess there's a difference between white and pale, even though all pale people are usually white. Actually, no, there's some pale Latina people, I guess, but...
Yeah, it could be problematic, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, maybe it's just... overthinking things. It's what we can't.
I just like hot chicks.
Yeah, well, hot chicks are pretty cool, aren't they? I have a girlfriend who's bi, and I love having a bi girl. I've said this before off air, but I don't know if I've said on air. But the nice thing about having a girl that's bi, when I'm watching something and then we're watching something together and a hot girl comes on, and I'm like, oh, that girl's hot. And she's like, yeah, that girl is hot.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So, a question I had for you about this one in particular, because we don't really have much to talk about in terms of this creature. So, I'm going to ask you a completely unrelated question. I was going to try and find a way to segue into it, but I couldn't find the way. So,
this is the way.
Oh, yes, Mandalorian. So, we like to talk about Zodiac stuff, you and I, right?
Oh, we do, yes.
Yes, we do like to talk about that stuff.
Which is funny because we both don't really necessarily put credit into it.
No, I don't believe it. But I think it satisfies that OCD part of my brain that likes to categorize everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's more it. And also, like, it's harmless, I think. As long as you're not like, I only date Scorpios. Then it's not really hurting anyone.
Scorpios.
Yeah. So I'm a Cancer. So, and you are
Pisces. But I'm on the cusp of Aquarius, so yes. Whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to read you. This has been a successful dinosaur-related question I've asked certain people about certain things. So I'm going to give you a dinosaur, and from what little you know about it, assign a zodiac sign to it.
Oh, okay.
So,
is it a dinosaur I know, though?
Well, I'll start with that.
Okay.
So first off, T-Rex.
Oh, okay. Definitely a Leo.
Leo, yeah.
All up in your face. Has to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Leos, you hear which that. Which is funny because I love Leos.
So yeah, like, I was going to say, my mom's a Leo.
So, but like they're usually in positions of power. They like to be the leader.
Tyrant,
which isn't
lizard,
bad.
King.
Yeah.
So
they're like, here I am.
All right. Triceratops.
Ooh,
very
okay.
Defensive, you know, like protective of its young, a bit stubborn.
Well.
Aries?
I could be Aries, could be a Cancer.
Could be a Cancer.
Yeah.
We are pretty stubborn folk, us Cancer. My girlfriend's also a Cancer. So.
Which, like, I think fondly about Cancers, too. Yeah. I have a lot of Cancer friends.
Yeah.
I did not mean it that way, but okay, yes.
Fun fact, listeners, that I might not have said on the show before. Cancer, the disease, got its name because the cells under a microscope look like crab pincers.
Which is interesting and
so,
awful. So,
why Cancer is like a crab, but it's also a disease.
Fun fact.
Anyways.
Not just dinosaur facts you get on this show.
Well, I mean, like, you're talking species of talking about crabs. It's a running joke in the paleo community that carcinization has happened like 5 separate times throughout evolutionary history, which is like things evolving into crab-like creatures. It's happened multiple times across completely unrelated creatures, and it's called carcinization.
Is that like some kind of default then?
I guess.
Huh?
Same with like, I don't know, crocodile-like things.
True,
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, okay, let's see. T-Rex, Triceratops, Velociraptor.
Maybe a Scorpio.
Yeah, definitely a Scorpio.
I feel like if they have your back... Oh, yeah, Libra is a good option, too.
Yeah.
Both of them have it in common that, like, if you're their friend, they'll protect you fiercely, but, like, they definitely will go after their enemies pretty fiercely.
Yeah, I get that. How about a Patasaurus, the big long necks?
Ooh.
You know, big,
maybe
gentle
like an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty chill.
Like, they could swing their neck around if they have to.
Yeah. My Aquarius is what my sister is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. My dad's also an Aquarius.
Take that how you will.
Yeah, okay. My dad's an Aquarius. My mom's a Leo, so.
I think they make a good combination.
They do. Anyways. All right, so, okay, here we go. Here's transitioning to it. From what you've understood of it so far, what do you think Zalamdalestes is?
They might be a Pisces like me.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure about that? Or are you just saying that? Yeah. Nah.
I mean, you'll hear later in the episode.
Okay.
I think more about why I feel that way.
Of course. Zalamdalestes. It means lambda-like robber. It's a little shrew-like thing. I started fighting this because I was like, what is a rabbit ancestor? But not like just a rabbit. And then this came up and I'm like, this is not a rabbit ancestor, but it'll do.
It's also small and furry.
It is. It's small, furry. I guess it looks a little bit like a rabbit. I guess it's kind of closely related to the placentals. Mammal, so it might be a rabbit ancestor. But
I feel like you saw it and did like finger guns at me.
You know, it's just like, look at this, huh? Zalamdalestes, your new favorite creature after Neurolacus rex.
Maybe.
Okay. Type is a eutherian, the clade of mammals more closely related to placentals than marsupials.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, okay. looks more like a shrew rabbit thing. Size 8 inches, slash 20 centimeters long. 2 to 3 pounds.
Oh, that weighs more than I would think.
Mammals are dense.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Mammals are so dense. This is a recurring thing on the show. Dinosaurs, hollow bones, not dense. Mammals, thick bones, dense.
Like, I'm pretty sure, so Lily, I have a Flemish giant rabbit, which is the largest breed of rabbit that exists.
About the size of a Neurolagus rex, guy.
I mean, she's, like, probably almost 3 feet long.
Yeah,
Neurolagus
rex.
She's, like, 12 pounds.
12 pounds,
she's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 3-foot-long dinosaur is like maybe 5 pounds.
Wow, really?
I mean, look at my cockatiel, who's currently nesting a bunch of eggs, infertile eggs right now.
There are no cockatiel daddies.
There's
in this
no
house.
Cockatiel daddies and thus no cockatiel babies. So she's about like 3 or 4 inches long without not counting her tail.
Yeah.
And she's like 3 ounces.
Wow.
She's beauty.
That's nothing.
Yeah. So, again, she's meant to fly, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, diet omnivore, probably mostly feeding on insects and seeds. Time, late Cretaceous, 80 to 75 million years ago. Location, Mongolia. It was described in 1926. I'm assuming this was... I have not looked this up. I probably should. That's around the time and place where Roy Chapman Andrews, the famed paleontologist of the early 20th century, discovered this thing. And he's famous because he's one of the inspirations behind the character of Indiana Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Like an adventurer-like paleontologist, but not an archaeologist, a paleontologist.
Oh, big difference, yeah.
Matt, my friend of the show, Matt Seivert, can never remember the difference between archaeology and paleontology.
Let's, Matt, come on.
Yeah, like my show's called Paleobites, not Archaeobites.
That's one way to keep it straight.
So pop culture appearances, the documentary Dinosaur Revolution features them, which, may I say, good on them. Mammals were around for a long time, in fact, roughly the same amount of time as dinosaurs. However, they didn't truly diversify until after the dinosaurs' extinction, particularly in most of their more modern forms. Most placental mammals, in fact, evolved after the dinosaurs, although a few made it before, and their ancestors were called the Eutherians, or good beasts.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they're more closely related to placental mammals than marsupial mammals. I guess they're good because they're closer to us. We're a self-centered species.
But, yeah, sounds like something people would do.
Yeah, like, this is the good one, because it became us. I'm like, is that good? Sounds bad to me.
Yeah, global warming.
Global warming, racism.
Look at us.
They're just terrible, terrible stuff. With the presence of the dirty-sounding epipubic bone, it probably didn't give birth to live young like marsupials, as they also possess epipubic bones, as do monotremes like platypi and echidnas. But us placentals do not have an epipubic bone.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, although, fun thing about humans, we're like one of the only mammals that doesn't have a penis bone.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. You ever... This is going to make me sound bad. You ever felt around a dog's penis?
Like, no.
Just, there's like a bone in there.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was a kid and didn't know what I was doing, I was just like, look at this. Look at that. It's a dog penis.
Yep.
Molesting a poor dog. Like,
oh.
The dog loved me, so it's okay.
Oh, God. Like,
dog was still looking at me. It's like, ah, I love, blah, blah, blah. That's, dogs are very forgiving, so.
It's like, whatever.
But anyway, so if you ever molested a dog before, there's a bone there.
Good to know. Good to know.
I don't recommend it.
Do not recommend.
I only did it when I was a kid. I swear.
Oh God.
And only just because it was sleeping next to me, and this is making me sound worse and worse. It could also have given birth to underdeveloped young, like marsupials, as they also possess epipubic bones. Mm. So, I don't know, it could have laid eggs, like a monotreme, or underdeveloped young, but probably not fully developed, like placentals, because they didn't have a placenta.
Interesting.
So, anyway. Huh.
I mean, they seem to have the cutest description of any animal we've discussed so far in the show.
Oh.
Yep. Most sources that I found say it was a shrew-like animal with a long snout, long teeth, and a small brain, and relatively large eyes.
Small brain. I mean, the whole thing was small, so I'd hope it'd have a small brain, but I guess relatively it had a small brain.
I know. It's like negging on the animal. Like, small brain, but large eyes.
It is negging. It's like, normally I don't like small-brained creatures, but on you it works.
Exactly. But at least the picture that I found on Dinosaur Revolution Wiki is simply adorable.
It looks like a kind of like a squirrel, shrew rabbit thing.
Yeah, I was like, it almost makes it look like a Pokemon, like some kind of fluffy bird mixed with a mole or something.
Oh yeah, it'd be like some sort of rock or grass Pokemon.
Yeah,
or
like, it's pretty cute. You can look it up. It also sounds like it would be like a useful creature to have around, since it mostly ate like insects. And although the internet says that its descendants, a shrew, would not be a great pet because of its sharp teeth and nocturnal activity, I think I'd like to keep maybe a few of them around.
Maybe not so much a pet, but like sort of like how cats kind of domesticated themselves. Maybe
that could
do
work.
The same thing. Just when they start like eating all your insects over in your house, just let them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Just like have a small army of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like it doesn't sleep with you. You don't feed it. You don't give it a house.
That's like a barn cat.
It's just there. Yeah. Like cats, you know?
They're only like 8 inches long, and I dream of having like a tiny shrew army to set upon any invertebrates in my house.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I hate bugs. I hate bugs so much. Same. I hate them so much. And, like, even ones, like, people will say they don't mind, like, daddy long legs, I hate the most. Those long legs and those teeny tiny bugs. Like, mosquito flies, same thing. But my friends try to counter it. Like, friend of the show, Natasha, you know, who has been on the show plenty of time and who loves bugs. She's like, oh, don't kill the daddy long legs. They eat all the smaller bugs. They're good. And I'm like, what you're asking me to do is replace the smaller bugs with bigger bugs. No, I want no bugs.
Exactly. I had dream of living in a bug-free home. And if a shrew or an ancient dinosaur, mm-hmm. you know, creature is how I have to do it, that's what I'm going to do.
I read a horrifying fun fact. You know,
oh, God.
The average house
has
about 100 different species of insects and spiders living in it.
I'm so creeped out. Jake just told me that we have carpet beetles in our house, which, like, really, really creeps me out.
As long as I don't see them.
I've seen them, though.
I'm like, that's like this tiny 450 square foot apartment, it probably has a lot of bugs in it. I haven't seen them, though. They're keeping themselves hidden.
Oh, good,
And I'm
good.
Like, keep it that way. Although one time this weird grasshopper thing sat over there. I was going to go kill it, and it came back, and it was gone. I'm like,
no.
I haven't seen it since, either. So
you're not sure what happened.
It could just hop out at any moment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I need to domesticate these.
The Zalambalestes, yeah.
Yep, and I think I could do it. What do you think?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Okay. This thing also, like, it lived in a really good time and place. Like, it lived some heavy hitters, like Velociraptor, Protoceratops, Oviraptor, Gigantoraptor, and Therizinosaurus. Some of those have been recently shown in Jurassic World Dominion that have come out recently.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trailer, thanks to you.
Yes. Therizinosaurus, in particular, people say, have stole the show.
Oh.
It's kind of like a dinosaur version of this giant ground sloth that we talked about. Like, big herbivorous dinosaur that reach up high in the trees, had a big pot belly, but long claws, like to pull down branches. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good. Spoiler alert for Jurassic World Dominion. So skip ahead a few seconds, if you don't care. It kills a dinosaur by, like, impaling it multiple times. With its claws, just like...
These, like, herbivores are really underrated.
Yeah.
Like, as far as their viciousness goes.
Yeah, no, it's scary. Like, it kills a deer, too. In the
Dang.
Because it's like, they're not on the island anymore. They're just out in the world, so, like...
Oh, that's right.
So it's just, it's like, it sees a deer, it just swipes it, and then it lets the audience know it's a herbivore by eating the fern so the deer was eaten, and then...
Aww.
Like, it's a herbivore, but it's a mean herbivore.
Dang, apparently.
Anyways, so this thing lived beside this thing, so...
Which, in contrast, I mean, this guy, it sounds like it was, like, a... more of a fairy or wood nymph-like than anything else we've had on the show so far.
Oh, yeah.
Because they probably ate, like, mushrooms, slugs, seeds, berries, and other plant and animal matter.
He lived alongside the gnomes.
Yeah! So you just put a little pair of, like, tiny fairy wings on it and call it a pixie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I could see this, like, living in a kind of forest like that with the gnomes and the fairies.
Exactly, because their descendants live in meadows, woodlands, and forests.
Yeah. They're not just mushrooms. They're toadstools.
Yeah.
So,
perfect
yeah.
for, like, the inner witch in me.
Yeah.
Like having these little shrew things running around.
The eyeball of a Zalambalestes. the roots of a toadstool.
Exactly. I mean, I would try not to put these into my spells and potions, but you never know.
They'd be, you know, you'd have your cauldron, and they'd be kind of crawling on it, looking down at it.
Yeah, maybe they're going to, like, dip some ingredients in. Like, one went to collect some shrooms, and it puts it in my pot.
One falls in, and then becomes, like, a giant.
Ooh, that'd be kind of fun.
Just like a giant Hulk version of a Zalambalestes.
Well, and ever since I was in college, I took a lot of Shakespeare classes, because, of course, I was an English major, like Matt.
Yeah, so, like, we talk about Macbeth, like, the cauldron.
Well, that, and, like, I think probably my favorite of his is The Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, that's and more related than that.
Ever since I saw, well, I not only read the play, but I saw the play, and I was like...
And you've seen 10 Things I Hate About You, right?
No.
That's Taming of the Shrew.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh, I'll have to watch it. But ever since I saw the play and read it, I've wanted to be more of a shrewish woman, because I think women should behave badly.
Yeah. I mean, like, so women can be some bad bitches, I think.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. And also, like, here's the thing that most things seem to forget, I guess Hollywood in particular. Women can also be gross. Like women fart. Women, like, stink.
We do no such
women
thing,
sweat.
Sir.
Women sweat. Like,
we sweat sparkles.
Farts rainbows.
Glitter slime.
No, I think a lot of people don't seem to, like, oh, women just come out of the bed already having full makeup and, like, yeah, like,
not true.
Like men, it's like men in movies can be shown to be gross, but women, no, they gotta be pure. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's sexist kind of in both ways.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways, the Lambda Lessities, where does this show go?
I like it. I would like to have one.
You'd like to have a Lambda Lessities? I just like to have a cauldron now.
Done.
Done. Oh, whoa. Look, here comes my cauldron. Poof. Whoa. Oh, no, you are a witch. Okay. We were just talking about before off air on the show that, I'm a bit of a portly man. I consider myself kind of handsome in an adorable way, but who knows if I'm 60 if that's going to be the case. So I'm like, if my looks leave me as I get older, I guess I age up, I'm just going to accept it and be a troll man.
There you go. And you can have it as a Lambda Lessies.
As a Lambda Lessies in a cauldron, like...
Perfect.
Just like and I'll have a bridge that people have to cross in order to get to my place, and I guard it or live under it.
Well, they have to just, solve riddles.
Yeah, exactly. What is your name? What is your quest? What is your favorite color?
Do you have a shrubbery?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. You don't even like Monty Python.
I know, but I know the quotes.
Everyone knows the quotes. All right, let's rate the Lambda Lessities 1 out of 65 million, shall we?
I'd say pretty good.
Pretty good. That's not 1 out of 65.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? It's rated pretty good.
Pretty good. I don't know. What would you
like
rate it?
30 million?
I'll let ladies first, Matt.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, dude. I'll rate it like a 25 million. I'm not as fussed about this as you are.
Yeah, I'm definitely more stoked about it. I would say let's do 55.
55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty
cool. I mean, for me, it gets most of its points from beginning with Z. It's got the Z multiplier.
That's it.
And the fact that it lived at the same time in place of other cooler creatures.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, exactly. Okay, fine. 15 million. Boom.
Sad day for the fairies.
The fairies. More like ferrets is kind of what they looked like.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, anyways. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at matthew.creator.com for any other questions to any of the co-hosts. You can find me on social media at matthew.creator on Facebook, at matthew.64 on Twitter, and matthew.64 on Instagram. Christina, where can they find you?
Nowhere. Don't acknowledge me.
Okay, you don't exist. She's a witch. Whoa. Yeah, Google or something might come up. Or not. I don't know. Don't be crazy.
The choice is yours.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, I have a book series in Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. I could have put a Lambda Lessities in there, but I didn't. I had some smaller mammals that I mentioned occasionally. And they're like, there's one that's like Cymexodon. There's this one that I had in the beginning of the first book, and they're like, oh, mammals, they're so disgusting. Like, when are they just going to go away? We need to exterminate all of them. And, like, if you know your paleontology, you're like, oh, this is a species that not only lived during the dinosaurs, but also lived beyond the dinosaurs.
Oh, ho, ho.
And it's like, so, all right.
Practicing your troll laugh already, I see.
And kids walk by, like, run away from scary troll man. It's like, you can come on my lawn if you want to fall in my cauldron. We agreed for my next potion.
Yep.
I mean, the way I'm walking, I'm probably going to have a hunchback one of these days. Oh. And walk with a limp and just be like,
lean into it, like you said, lean into it.
And my girlfriend will be a Baba Yaga sort of thing because she's Slovakian, so.
Yep.
Like, our house would have chicken legs like the Baba Yaga.
Oh, God.
You ever seen the Baba Yaga has a house with giant chicken legs?
Yeah, true. I'll just be a babushka.
Yeah, babushka.
Yep.
What is Jake going to be? Jake's going to be perfect.
He'll be perfect. Yeah, he ages beautifully.
He ages like wine.
Yes, he will definitely be the silver fox.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, well, that's it for this week. This is the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. Oh, here come the Lambda Lessities. Oh, no, one fell in. Oh, it's going to... Nope, it just evaporated.
Ruined my potion.
There it goes.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.